following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
And I think that there might have been some double meaning to that. Now, your auntie, Brenda Boo, and anyone else listening, is not, I'm not a bear. I'm fat and I'm bald. And I have moobs, but I am not a bear. I'm not hairy. Bears, I think, are required to be hairy. I don't like leather sex or macho sex. I like, you know, vanilla stuff. And so I'm a girly man. I am not a bear.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm a girly man.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 871 of the BFO for Thursday, the 2th of June 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. I am back in the Fat Cave, and finally my grandson can hear me. Yes, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I am going to tell you, there's no place like home, be it ever so humble. No, be it, I don't know how it goes. Be it ever so, maybe it is humble. Be it ever so something, there's no place like home. Y'all, speaking of home, y'all, that Kim Beva, y'all, she's at it again. She is at it again over there at the lodge. Y'all, she has posted a photo, and it is deceiving. And I've called her out on this. I have called her out on this, but y'all, she has posted a photo that is deceiving, y'all. And I've brought it to her attention. But anyway, y'all, I might just add that I am finally home. Got home at what time? About 10:30 p.m. in the evening on hump day night, and y'all, I was still on the West Coast time, and I'm still on the East Coast time, and I didn't get sleepy poodle until about 3 a.m. in the morning, which would be midnight West Coast time, because that's what my body clock was on. Oh, dear gussie. But y'all, let me just tell you, let me just recap my final day. The Nip and I went and had a lovely supper. Spent all day Monday working on his computer, and it's evidently working just fine. He evidently has not found all the things I left on there for him. Ah, Big Freddy! I did, how you know, he was a listener there for a while, and then he unsubscribed, so I've resubscribed him to the show. Y'all, there's some things he's gonna have to do himself. Cause y'all, you know, I wanted to do the quick exchange of the old information for the new. No, I don't want some of this old stuff on here. Well, I said, well, you can go in and take it. No, I'll take it. I'll move it over. I'll move over what I want. So, anyway, he's on his own now. But we went to supper, and then I came back to the hotel room and packed up the luggage and. Y'all, I gotta tell you, I know you're eating your Cheerios, but I gotta tell you this, y'all. Whenever we would go out to eat in the San Franciscos, we'd walk wherever we went, and y'all, within an hour, Yeah, it was like explosive. It was like a explosive diarrhea. It was like a fire hydrant of shit. And y'all, I don't know what it was. And y'all, there was no need for fibrin. I don't know if it was just because I was getting the nipposize or what it was. But anyway, so I got up on Tuesday morning, and I set the alarm for 6 a.m. in the morning. And got up, and y'all, there was something wrong with the hot water in the shower, and you know, so a big fatty is taking a cold shower, and so I got out to shave, and there was hot water coming out, and I said, well, maybe it's been turned on now, and I got back in the shower, and it was nice and hot, so I had a nice hot shower then. And I finished packing up my grips and valises, and I went down to get the rental car. And then brought it around to the hotel, cause y'all, they were gonna charge me $20 a day for the rental car parking, and y'all, that's unacceptable. But it was a valet parking, and you'd have to say, oh well, I'll need the car in 20 minutes. I better call them now. But you know, I didn't do that. But anyway, the NIP got me a visitor's pass from the Department of Transportation, which allowed me to park on the streets right there near the hotel, just half a block away. And so I pulled the car around, loaded it up, checked out, and y'all, I got a receipt, because you should always get a receipt. You know, they have these express checkouts and everything, but if they don't give you a receipt showing what your charges are, you should march yourself right down to the front desk and get a receipt to make sure they haven't slipped in a charge for something. You know, there may have been a charge for M&Ms from the wet bar in your room. And you know, no, I didn't eat the M&Ms, so I bought those at the store. And so y'all always get a printed receipt, and then when you get home, just throw it away or run it through your shredder. I hope all of you have a shredder. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, so my flight didn't leave till like 10:08 in the morning. But y'all, I was leaving from the Oakland airport, and I wasn't sure how the traffic was going to be going from San Francisco to Oakland. So y'all, I got myself on the Bay Bridge and crossed over and over into that Peter G's territory. And but y'all, he wasn't returning until Tuesday, once the stench had cleared, I believe. And anyway, I was down in Oakland near the airport. Y'all, I found gasoline in Oakland for $3.97 a gallon. I couldn't believe it. Of course, there was gunshots in the area, but that's okay. And a lot of Mexicans. There were a lot of Mexicans down there. But I only paid $3.97 for the gasoline to refuel the, and y'all, they were gonna charge me like $9 a gallon at Hertz or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, got down there, and y'all, I was near the airport at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and I was there before that. No, it was probably about that time, because I stopped for the gas. So, y'all, I just pulled over at a little restaurant and had me a little brufkas. I had some eggs and bafrin and hash brown potatoes and sourdough toast and the good coffee, although the good coffee wasn't very good. And so then I returned the car to the rental car agency, and I took the shuttle to the aeropuerto, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for, say it with me, aeropuerto. And then went through the security, and y'all, there was a cute security guard, and I caught him yawning, a big old yawn, and he caught me catching him, and we both laughed at each other. And when it was my turn to get up there, he goes, I've been here since 3 a.m. I said, you yawn all you want. And because y'all, he was kind of hot. And so then I got to the gate, and everything was just hunky dory. Got on the little plane, and it was one of those small jets, and flew into the Salt Lake City. And y'all, I used one of the complimentary passes that Apollonius that PETA from Atlanta had sent to Big Fatty for to use the, y'all, I called it the Crown Room, and the woman looked at me like I had a third eye. Y'all, it's called the Sky Club. But y'all, it used to be called the Crown Room, because I can remember that, because Big Fatty knows about crowning. So y'all, I went into the Sky Club and I had a little beverage. I just had a cranapple juice, but y'all, they had all kinds of little snicker snacks. They had the carrot and celery sticks and dipping juice and all kinds of little crunchy snacks. And they had the fresh baked cookies and the mozzarella cheese and crackers. And y'all, it was very nice and it was quiet in there. And y'all, I could go. I went in and I took a big old dump. Big Fatty, is that the subject of today's show? You dumping? It's always the subject. Big Fatty, it's always the subject. But anyway, y'all, I was in there. I wasn't in there very long. Probably about a half hour to 45 minutes. And then, y'all, it was time to board the plane. And y'all boarded the plane. And, of course, this plane had a first class cabin. But, y'all, it did not have the in-seat power. And y'all, they didn't have any kind of entertainment on this hoot nanny, on this shindig. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. There was no movie or nothing. But y'all, the entertainment for us in first class was drinking and eating, because y'all, we sat down and there was a big old queen that was our flight attendant. It reminded me a lot of Turnip Head, except about 40 years older. And, but y'all had exactly, Turnip Head's lisp. And anyway, but y'all, he was very nice, very accommodating. He looked out for Big Fatty, with great pleasure, because, you know, he's, oh, we've got a sister. Dorothy is in the first class cabin. And y'all, we had drinks, and then we had some little snicker snacks, and then y'all, we had a choice of a meat. We had it was a salad with pieces of meat on it, or we could have had a chicken and feta cheese pizza pie. And y'all, I've never had a pizza pie on an airplane, so I opted for the pizza pie. And y'all, it was hot, and y'all, it beyond hot, it was good. It was delicious. And I would say it was probably the, you know, 6 inches across, a little personal pan pizza. And but y'all, the flavor was just as good as it can be, and it came with a garden Caesar salad. And a piece of some sort of tiramisu cake. And y'all, I had a glass, I had about 3 glasses of red wine with it. Y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, then they came around, and Big Fatty was, and so they did not disturb me, even though I was disturbing all of them. And y'all, they came by later on with more drinks and selections from the snack basket. Y'all, if you're ever in first class, the snack basket is always a highlight. Because in the snack basket, y'all, first they put it right in front of you, and you can just take as much or as little. You could just say, could I just have the whole basket? And they'd say, yes! But y'all, they had in the snack basket, they had cheddar cheese, sun chips, they had bananas, they had cookies, they had Reese's peanut butter cups, they had Twix bars. What else did they have in there? There was all the peanut. They had the peanuts and all. But y'all, it was more than just the regular peanuts and pretzels that you get in steerage. But y'all, it was just lovely. And so I had that and a ginger ale. But he came back by later and said, "Oh, Big Fatty, you were asleep when I brought the snack basket by. Let me bring it to you right now." And y'all, I had a banana and I had a Twix bar. And so I had that along with a little, was it a ginger ale or a cran? I think it was a ginger ale. Y'all, they give you the whole can in first class. Oh, dear Gussie. And anyway, we had that flight back to the Hatlanta. And y'all, they kept telling us we were going to be 25 minutes early. Well, y'all, so I just got off the plane and found where the next where the next gate was going to be, and I went on over, and y'all, I was on my way to the gate, and y'all, there was another Sky Club, and this pass is good all day, so I just went right in there, and I went in and showed them my boarding pass and my pass for the day, and she goes, "Now, Brick Freddy, you know you're going to be boarding in 15 minutes," and I went, "What?" And y'all, sure enough, thank God we got in 25 minutes early. But evidently there was some sort of a circling Atlanta or something like that. But y'all, I went in there and I called the hats real quick, and did I grab a little something out of that? Y'all, it was the same amenities in this one. But y'all, it's a big area, the Sky Club. Y'all, if you ever get a chance to travel, buy the one-day pass for the Sky Club, because it's a complimentary alcoholic bar. And especially if you get laid over for a long period of time, because you're away from the huddled masses, y'all. You are away from the great unwashed. And, y'all, you just buy the pass and have to have a current day boarding pass, and you can do it. I think it's normally it's like $50 or something, but evidently you can buy it on board the plane, and it's even cheaper or something like that. Or you could have Peter G. send you. Not Peter G. Oh, dear God. See, you could have Apollonius send you one. Y'all, I get confused with Peter in Atlanta and Peter G. Although Peter G. could send me one also. But anyway, I knew I was going to screw that up. I'm sorry, Apollonius. I knew it was you. I just said the wrong thing. But and y'all, speaking of saying the wrong thing, I did find out from Pete. Y'all, is another Pete that I've been fucking up. Pete and Daryl in the Virginias, they both gave me the scratch-offs. You know, I've been saying, you know, I don't know if it was Pete, if it was just Pete, or if it was Pete and Daryl, but it was both of them. So thank both of them. Yes, Big Freddy, thank them. And so anyway, I was in there, and y'all, I went into the toilet, because y'all, I felt like people were whale watching. I was afraid they were going to say, "There she blows," and y'all, and I went into the toilet. The toilets are nice and clean, and there are nice quiet areas, and there are computer carrels that, you know, that you can set up at little work desk, and then there are quiet areas where nobody can be using the cellular telephonic device, and then there's a little area where the TV machine is going, and then other areas where people are just sitting. And y'all, there are lots of plugs where you can plug in your items and all. Y'all, I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it. And Peter Apollonius, Peter from Atlanta, thank you again for that. I'm just sorry I didn't have longer layovers to enjoy them longer, but I enjoyed them while it lasted. That's for sure. And anyway, so y'all walked right over to the gate. It was about four gates down from where the room was. And y'all walked right onto the plane. And y'all, I decided I needed a Tanqueray and tonic. And they brought me one of those. I had that before we ever took off. And then they brought the snack basket by again. And y'all, Oh, dear God, see. And y'all, I was ready for the day to end. So I just had some of the little pretzels, and but it was the regular snack basket offerings, and I had a ginger ale. So anyway, y'all, then Larry Cly picked me up at the Aeropuerto, which of course we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and then I got here to the Fat Cave, and he had turned on the air conditioning, because y'all, when I left San Francisco, it was 55 degrees that morning, and when I got back to Charleston, it had cooled down to 85 degrees. And so anyway, y'all, about the only thing that I would never say about this trip is
I'm a girly man.
No, I would never say that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
Thank you.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.